The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, heaven continues to get sweeter and sweeter. We learned today that Brother Andrew has passed away, entered into heaven gates, at the age of 94. I would assume, I would hope, that most of you are familiar with Brother Andrew. He wrote a dynamic book back in 1967 called God's Smuggler. It was his personal autobiography about his exploits of getting Bibles into communist countries back in the days. It's not so much now, and we can be thankful for that. But back in the days, if you smuggled Bibles into the Soviet Union, you could be, I don't care what your citizenship was, you could be arrested and imprisoned for years. The Soviet Union, Communist China, and dozens of other countries around the world. And he did that for years, smuggling Bibles across borders into countries where Bibles, Christian literature was illegal. He started a movement that lasts until today. He impacted so many, many people. He established the ministry called Open Doors, which continues today. Just a quick personal story. My mother read God's Smuggler. I don't know when. Let's see, he wrote it in 67. I would say she probably read it around 68, 69. Now, you need to understand, my mother was a factory worker. She was a riveter at an aircraft factory. She did that for 41 or 42 years, ran a rivet gun. She was Rosie the Riveter. She began working in the aircraft factory during World War II, and she literally was Rosie the Riveter. She had a college education for a brief time, taught school in Missouri before my parents migrated out to California. And then the real money was in the factories, and that's what she did for the rest of her life. But anyway, my point is just a very common, middle-class, factory-working woman. She read God's Smuggler and got a burden to do the same. And on, I don't remember how many occasions, but several occasions, she saved up money to fly into China and into Russia for the sole purpose of smuggling Bibles. Yeah, my mom. And she did that several times. She would hide the Bibles in her suitcase. One time going into China, she had two suitcases, one filled with clothes, one filled with Bibles and Christian materials. And back then, now today, if you take a bunch of Bibles into China, they're going to yell at you. They're going to scream at you. They may throw you out of the country and confiscate your materials, but you're not going to prison. You're not going to jail. And the same is true in Russia. But back in the 60s and the 70s, during the days of the Soviet Union, and when communist China was even worse than it is today, an American caught with Bibles could suffer pretty severe consequences. But my mom just believed this is what God wanted her to do. And she never got caught. She never got caught. So my mother was deeply impacted by Brother Andrew and his book, God's Smuggler, and thousands of others were impacted the same. Open Doors Ministry has been responsible for getting, I would imagine, millions of Bibles into countries where access is very limited. And he has left quite a legacy, quite a legacy. Brother Andrew, I cannot pronounce his real name. Can't pronounce it. He is Dutch, but he was lovingly known as Brother Andrew. And he died yesterday peacefully at the age of 94. What an incredible legacy from one person. Which just reminds me, folks, don't ever underestimate what one person can do completely surrendered to God. Christian history is filled with the stories of individuals, and most of them common, ordinary people who just were completely sold out to Jesus Christ and accomplished wonderful things. That's why one of my favorite portions of Scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Most of you know 1 and 2 Corinthians were written by Paul. Paul was an extraordinary man, a brilliant intellect. He was articulate, extremely well-educated. He had the privilege of sitting at the feet of the premier educator of his time. He rose very quickly to the upper echelons of the Jewish religion. He was a hard-driving, type-A personality, brilliant, intellectual, articulate. But he is unique among Bible characters because most Bible characters are just common, ordinary people, weak, filled with failure. And that's why I find it interesting that when Paul writes to the folks at Corinth in 1 Corinthians, he basically asks the question, who does God use? And his answer, not the mighty, not the noble, not the well-educated, not the brilliant, not the articulate. Paul himself says that God almost always uses the normal, the frail, the weak. One of the words that he uses is the base, which means absolutely average and ordinary. Paul says these are the people that God almost always uses because when God uses those people, they can't take any credit. They can't point to their intellect, their brilliance. They can only point to the power of God. And so Paul says God uses these kinds of people so that God will receive all the glory. That was Brother Andrew. And I just want to encourage you, find out what God wants you to do it and do it with all of your heart. God loves to use the weak, the normal, the average, the base. Yeah, people like us. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Language is so important. Words are so important, and it drives me nuts the way some words are used. Can I give you an illustration of one of my pet peeves? By the way, I have thought for several years about dedicating 1 hour a week to pet peeves. You know, Pet Peeve Friday, Pet Peeve Thursday, and just take an hour and let people get things off their chest. I got a bunch of pet peeves. I could fill the first segment, the first hour. I'm just wondering if you would enjoy that. I'm just wondering if you would respond and call and give me your pet peeves. If you want to weigh in on that, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com, and you can say, yeah, Bob, I've got pet peeves. Let's do it. Or you can tell me, that would gross me out. I don't want to hear people's pet peeves. Don't do it. Anyway, this is one of my pet peeves. Here's the headline from one of our local TV stations, and it's a tragic thing, but here's the headline. Police say large fight led to shooting that injured 5 at Northeast Columbus Gentlemen's Club. Now, I'm not going to give you the name of the Gentlemen's Club because I don't want to give them any publicity whatsoever. It's a strip joint. It's a low-level, sleazy strip joint. And anyone who is a real gentleman would not get within a mile of the place. Don't tell me this is where gentlemen go. These are where perverts go. Northeast Columbus Gentlemen's Club. Give me a break. Tell us the truth. It's a strip joint. Everybody knows what that is. What do you mean a gentleman's club? It's like, what is porn often called? Adult entertainment. What's adult about that? What is adult about porn? You know, this is what junior high boys sneak out and do. This is what kids do. My goodness. What do you mean, adult entertainment? Or, the following program contains adult material. Oh, you mean the kind of stuff that high school kids want to look at? What do you mean, adult entertainment? What a perversion of a word that implies maturity. Oh, and there's the other one. The following content is intended for mature audiences. There's nothing mature about that. There is absolutely nothing mature about feeding your salacious flesh. And we all have flesh, right? We all do. Everyone's tempted with whatever temptation there is. But don't tell me this is mature content. No, it's childish. It is childish. It's not mature. When you mature, hopefully, you will learn how to contain your temptations, your lust, your desires. But you see, our entire society is based on giving in, giving in, giving in, giving in, giving in. One thing that Scripture is clear about, we all have a fallen nature. We all desire things that are not good for us. We all desire things that God says, nope, 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 that's not good. And so we all have to suppress our fallen nature. But the emphasis of our world today is don't discipline yourself. Don't withhold. Don't restrain. No, it's if you want it, do it. If it feels good, do it. That is the basis of homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, binary this, binary that. That is, and society tells us, don't resist it. Give in. What about people who want to rob banks? Everybody has a desire for more money, more wealth, more stuff, more things. And we have to restrain from going into a bank and just saying, hey, give it to me, I want it. Life is filled with learning to discipline your desires. A married man, a married woman has to learn to discipline their desires. Every man, every woman has to learn to restrain their desires. And when you take the restraints away, you have an evil, wicked, carnal society, which is basically what we have today. Shooting that injured 5 at Northeast Columbus Gentlemen's Club. No, there were no gentlemen there. The gentlemen, stay away. Now, they're not perfect. They're not free from temptation. But that's part of being a gentleman, is learning how to control temptations of all forms, all sorts. And that's what maturity is all about. Give me a break. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.